Thank you for that. Our scripture reading comes from 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. We declare to you what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life. This life was revealed, and we have seen it and testify to it, and declare to you the eternal life that was with the Father and was revealed to us. We declare to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing these things so that our joy may be complete.
Zach, I have to ask, is this your last Sunday with us? Oh, I'm going to cry. Your last Sunday is section leader. Whenever you're in town, you're going to come here.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And what you sang this morning, you brought me to tears, which was always your goal, and it worked. Thank you so much. Our joy may be complete. Complete joy. We know about complete joy, don't we? Close your eyes for 1 second and think about those things, places, people that bring you complete joy. For me, complete joy is a plate filled with 2 pounds of freshly cooked crawfish, seasoned to perfection, knowing that when I finish that 2 pounds, there is another steaming hot, perfectly seasoned 2 pounds of crawfish going to be placed right in front of me. Or raw oysters. Dozen after dozen of freshly shucked Gulf oysters, right? Not oysters from Atlantic and Pacific, Gulf oysters. There's nothing better in this world. Or good, sweet watermelon. So juicy that you have to eat it outside and you just let the juice drip down your face to the ground. Maybe we only did that in the South. I don't know if y'all do that up here. How about those moments with our friends or family where everyone is enjoying life? Those simple moments where there's good conversation, good food, laughter, and peace. For some, complete joy may come from bike riding or running, walking, skiing, and any and all other sports activities. Maybe when the Gophers win football games or hockey games, or the Vikings win a football game. Think about that moment when we yell, jump up, and the joy that we experience at that moment. I've got another one. Tomorrow night, home run derby, the night before the All-Star baseball game. If Brian Dozier wins, you will be able to hear me scream all the way from my house to Target Field. Talk about joy, I won't be able to contain myself. And of course, we can't forget the complete joy that comes from art and music. When we hear a beautiful voice singing that brings us to tears, or we see an incredible piece of artwork or the graceful movements of a dancer, there are moments in each of those that bring us, as well as the artist, to complete joy. Now, we tend to think of those moments and say our joy was complete in that moment, right? Just in that moment. We had complete joy after eating 4, 6, 8 pounds of crawfish. May not feel too well with that complete joy, but you would have it. We get what the words of joy that 1 John it talks about, of complete joy. We know complete joy. We've experienced it. Interestingly, though, there isn't anything in this text about crawfish or oysters or Brian Dozier winning the home run derby tomorrow night. If this person had been exposed to crawfish, though, or Gulf oysters, or baseball had been around at that time, I'm pretty sure those things would have been used as an example of complete joy. Instead, 1 John is talking about a joy that is so complete that it is everlasting, not a fleeting moment, not just a moment where we stand up and yell, but a joy that is so complete that nothing can take that joy away from us. It's a joy so complete that it's tangible. It's the joy that only comes from God, and we know of God through Jesus Christ. What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our own eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands,
what we have seen and heard. We want to share with you what has been from the beginning, the things that we have heard and seen and touched. It is real. It's not just a thought or an idea or a philosophy or a dream. The presence of God we know in Jesus Christ can be heard, seen, and touched. We heard God in the words Jesus spoke. We saw God in Jesus' life. We touched God by touching Jesus. And now it is within community, koinonia, that we who did not live at the time of Jesus can find that complete joy that comes from hearing, seeing, and touching God. This is what the community who read this writing for the first time heard at the very beginning of this, well, it isn't really a letter, but it's a message to a group of people written by probably an elder of the community around 100 CE, Common Era. This elder wanted the community to remember right off the bat that God is God and God is real. So real that we can see, hear, and touch God through the life of Jesus Christ. And yes, we did not live when we could actually hear Jesus, see Jesus, and experience his healing touch. But we can know of this tangible presence of God through our community, through sharing life with one another. This is great news. It's the year 100. Jesus died around 30. We did not necessarily walk and talk with him, and an elder of our community assures us that even though we didn't, we too have been given the gift of a tangible presence of God through Jesus Christ. We too can see, hear, and touch the presence of God. We too can have a joy that is complete as long as we are part of a community. That is that word fellowship, which is actually that New Testament word koinonia. I'm all about community. I love community. But why did the elder have to go and use the word koinonia? Because this understanding of community means that we participate in all things. It doesn't mean that we show up for every mission opportunity, although the mission team would appreciate that, or Bible study, or even every worship. It means that we participate fully with each other. Complete joy isn't just for those happy times that we want to share with everyone. Granted, y'all would understand a good bit about complete joy if you just had one plate of steaming hot, perfectly seasoned crawfish. But the elder wants the community, wants us to know that complete joy comes in our participation with each other. When we share the presence of God through Jesus in our joyful times and in our saddest times. When we're able to share our lives with all of its ups and downs. When we are good at what we do and when we fail. When it appears that our lives are perfect and when the dysfunction of our lives comes shining through. When on any given issue in the world, our country, our state, our city, our neighborhoods, there are a variety of opinions and we still gather together at the table. And when we still want to be a community of faith together and we still serve the least of these and share the good news together, that, my friends, is complete joy. When we move past the superficial, hi, how are you? So where have you seen and heard and touched the presence of God this week? When we move past the, oh yes, I go to church with that person, to that person sat with me as I mourned the death of my family member, and I heard that person remind me that God is presence and the grace of God through Jesus Christ showers over me. When we move from I sit in Sunday school with that lovely person, to I saw that lovely person down on her knees serving the homeless of our community, and all the while treating the homeless person as a child of God. When we move from, I sing in the choir with that beautiful voice, to when there were no words for the diagnosis I received, that person with the beautiful voice held me as I sobbed, and through that touch reminded me that God is here, and through Jesus we are bound together even in the face of death. When we move beyond, we realize that every day within community, every day within koinonia, we are given the gift of hearing, seeing, and touching the presence of God through Jesus Christ. The elder of the community in 1 John was probably facing some people leaving the community or not really participating. But the elder's message is not one of condemnation. Instead, it's a message to remember the presence of God all the way back to the beginning. A message to remember the saving grace of Jesus Christ and the community, the koinonia, formed out of his love. And to remember that we are also called to live fully within a faith community. I know that some of this sounds archaic in our day and time. We're all about the individual. I can do what I want, when I want. I don't need anybody else. I don't need to be a part of a community to know God. I can know God all on my own. All of this is true. We all have rights as individuals. We all have the right to do what we want, when we want, as long as it doesn't hurt other people, I would like to add. We all have the right to live our lives alone, and we all have a right to seek God on our own and refuse being a part of a community. And yet the elder speaks words of wisdom to us today. If we want to know complete joy, joy that endures the happiest of times and the absolute depths of despair, then we need to remember in the beginning was God, and Jesus in the midst of community showed us what life in God is like, and the way that we know of the saving grace, the enduring love, the eternal gift of mercy is within community, koinonia, living as partners together. As we share our lives with one another and see the joy that can come from just being reminded that God is very present and very real. Within four verses, the elder in this community has called us to be in relationship with each other, to be there for one another through the birth of babies, to graduations, to weddings, funerals, 100th birthday parties, like for Ruth White yesterday, a dinner out, through every phase of life. We need each other, for it is within community that we can see, hear, and touch God, and oh my, the joy that comes from needing each other, from living in partnership with each other, the joy that comes from sharing in each other's lives and reminding each other that God is present through Jesus Christ, that is a joy so complete there is no other joy that compares. So when we invite each other into our lives, and maybe a plate of really good crawfish thrown in there too, or to experience the holy moments of beautiful music, or whatever brings us joy, let us as a faith community, as koinonia, share the love of God we know in Jesus Christ. Maybe a listening ear, a word of hope, or the healing touch of comfort or grace. What a gift it is to stand here and see complete joy in our midst. May we share it not just with each other, but with the world. Amen.